We're back.
Welcome back.
Hello. Another week.
And, another episode
of the Aging Punks Complain,
the podcast
where the guest picks the topic.
Where Ray takes a nap.
Yeah. Not tonight.
No, not tonight.
Oh, Ray's about to take a nap.
Looks yeah. Like all day.
I feel like it too.
How was your guys' week? Collectively.
I don't know. Last night was a blur, but it was cool. It was fun.
Yeah.
Time. Yeah.
That was great.
What did you do?
Good week.
No, just a good week.
Yeah.
Nothing bad happened, I guess.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, I don't think anything bad happened to me either.
No news is good news.
What about you?
Got drunk last night at Tony Goggles' bachelor party. Mm. Seaside.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Paying for it.
Depends what you think fun is.
Yeah, paying for it today. Out of jail or nothing.
Nah, nothing happened really. Just a bunch of idiots.
I called Ray last night and he says, "I'm going to jail. I'm on my way to jail." And I was like, "What?" And you're like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Really?" And you're like, "No.
That didn't happen.
I swear to God, it
happened." That happened after he just made that joke?
Yeah.
You had the memory of that?
Yeah, I wasn't that drunk.
Did you prepaid a lawyer just in case or no?
Yeah. We have a guy on retainer for any seaside.
That really did happen.
Seaside Adventures.
By the way. Right. Ray did say that.
There was like a cover band at this bar, and they were pretty good. It was dumb. We're just drunk. That's it. We didn't do anything.
Like,
we're
still
like,
a little drunk.
It was a lot of fun, but we didn't.
Well, you didn't drive at least tonight, right? So you drove?
Never again.
I wasn't there. It's a bachelor party.
No, I mean right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish it was more eventful. I wish I could say something crazy happened, but really it was just me being drunk.
And not remembering.
And I mean, I remember being there.
That's good. That's what we all needed.
Cool. And then I slept all day today, wasted my whole day.
That's pretty good. I worked a really hard day on the railroad.
I worked a little bit of a day.
Nice.
Not too crazy.
Well, that's good.
This episode is a little bit more special than some of the other ones because it's a part two.
It's kind of a part two. We don't know.
Well, I guess, you know, whatever.
We don't know yet.
You want to go one and two or episode. A and B?
I don't matter.
Okay.
Seven and eight?
I don't know. Whatever.
I think traditionally
part
two.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's call it three and four, and then we might do prequels later.
Perfect.
Well, our guest this week, I met them a couple years ago on tour, and we were in Massachusetts, and they were awesome. They were super hospitable, and they make awesome masks and cool art stuff, and they are married to our guest from last week.
Who you heard a little bit about.
Yeah. This is Melissa Oliver. Hey, how's it going?
Welcome.
Hi, guys.
I saw some of your art after Nick was talking about it last week, and it really cool stuff that you make.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
of course.
How are you? How's everything going?
I'm all right. I've had an all right week. Today I watched one of my godchildren, and yeah, that's just like normal Sunday for me.
That is fun though.
That sounds like a
yeah.
Like,
yeah, I enjoy spending time with them. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
they're seven.
Really cool.
They're seven.
Yeah,
so
that's perfect.
They're pretty fun. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really cool.
What are we doing? Are we doing a follow up to last week, or do you have a topic?
Okay. Now,
dealer's choice.
Now you have to understand. This is actually really kind of bizarre for me to come on here because I do not use social media other than I have one Instagram page. Just to show my art.
Yeah.
I barely use it too, so that's fine.
I really hate my phone. I hate it. I hate that people can just like contact me like no matter what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Time. I think it's really unnatural. And being somebody that does not really use those things like ever really, I like hate it, and I don't. The only thing I use the computer for is literally information, and I guess, you know, it's not computer, it's just my phone, it's just a device.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but you like, I literally am starting to see people become like mentally ill like right before my very eyes just from their phone.
Yeah, I think COVID the last year and a half played a big part in that.
Yeah,
I think
for
I've
sure.
seen people be like, have all their worst things exaggerated and focus more on them because they're just, that's where they're at. They just use the phone all day to be yeah. in touch with yeah. the world.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, me, social media, I really hate social media. It's like, to me, it's like the equivalent of a really fucked up card game where like either you're constantly showing your hand or you're bluffing all the time.
Yeah, wow, that's yeah. really well said.
You know
said.
What I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah, it's totally. Just like, I'm just like not down with it. I hate it. It stresses me out. And I, you know, like when I first got my phone, I had like Facebook. I had to get rid of Facebook like quickly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like it was like detrimental to my soul. Like it's just like, I don't know, like every awful thing I didn't want to see, it showed me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's only getting worse.
And I kind of feel like also like, I know people enjoy like being able to like share their thoughts and feelings, but like, I'm an extremely empathetic person, naturally, like to the point where it's probably like not good for me. And it's just like too much. It's like, I feel like I'm seeing things I shouldn't be seeing. And mm-hmm. it's just like, and it's like overload, you know what I mean? It's like a lot all at one time.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? Absolutely.
Like, it's just, and I mean, I don't think, and I think other people are just, you know, people that are not like me, that are like, you know, people that are on their phone more, I don't think they really are seeing how much it's affecting them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To me, like, yo, my friends, like people I know on, see people I see on the daily, they straight up look like a zombie to me. Mm-hmm. all I can see is their phone, their face lit up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Looking down with their face lit up. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just like, you know, it's, I can see it being addicting for a lot of different types of personalities for a lot of different reasons, but you know, it's just like toxic for the fabric of society, yeah. in my opinion.
Yeah, I think people, are you
can go.
Wow, we're professional go. Podcasters.
You guys want to flip a coin first?
I think, I'm blowing it here. I think, people, who treat like, especially more Facebook than the other platforms, like they treat it like it's more of their reality than reality. And like that, the things that happen in that realm matter more. And are more important, like the way you carry yourself on Facebook or the what things you say or what they, people who think that stuff matters more than how you interact with people in a physical world. I've yeah. always had a huge problem with that. I don't understand.
Yeah, people say things online that you would never say in real life. Yeah, to someone's face. I like if you're yeah. talking to them, kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I don't understand I think that's really unhealthy to be like this person, these people, like to set rules and these people have to be this way online or else, you know, we don't mm-hmm. like them or this, and or yeah. like, or have everything you do be brought out on Facebook so that you could show people like, this is who I am. I'm not doing it if it's not on Facebook. Yeah. This is who I am.
I was going to say something yeah. kind of similar to what your last point there was like, a lot of people use Facebook as like, as if they're like a celebrity and that's their platform. And it's like, it's just like either super performative or like you said, like just bluffing and like showing their fucking hands. Like, I mean, I think it's cool to like, you know, update people on your life in a way. Like, I think that's okay. But the way people use it is like you said, very like toxic and gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just,
it's not real life.
I definitely see a lot of people that definitely, like you said, like they're more concerned with how they look
yeah
on their page than what it's like in real life. And I hear like weird shit like for example, this is how I'm saying it, like it's not good for the fabric of society. Like I know, you know, I have friends of all different ages. Like I have friends that have teenagers. Okay, this is just really bizarre to me. Okay, just think about when you were a teenager, what you were like, what you did as a teenager. Now people are telling me that their teenagers don't want to go out and they don't go on real dates.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I just like, that's hard for me to grasp. It's like to not like, it's just like you have to have human contact. That's mm-hmm. very important to be healthy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's another thing people don't know. What you need to be a healthy individual, and it's very simple. Like, very simple formula. You know what I mean? Like, you need healthy food. Like, you got healthy food. You got daily physical activity. You need love plus understanding. Because if you just have love, that can actually be really toxic and shitty. You have to have the understanding that goes with that. You have to have clothes, and in my opinion, they have to be not clothes that you look cute in and you feel like shit all day when you're wearing them, or a bra that, like, you know, like, makes you look good and, like, just feels awful all day. Yeah, whatever the fuck it is. You know what I mean? Like, be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't make... Like, don't... I'm just like, I think that's bizarre. Like, when people... It's like, you don't want to wear those clothes all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to, like, I don't know. It's just, like, really hard for me to, you know, people need to get more fresh air, need to go outside more. People need to take their shoes off and, like, feel the grass. You know what I'm saying? Like people are just, you know, you need to be in a place where you enjoy living, whether that's... in a tent in the woods, if you feel comfortable doing that, or in a home, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, you know, like, it's just, you know, like, I just think that a lot of people doubt their abilities just because, you know, everything's designed to be lazy now, you know?
Yeah. And
this is a great example. Okay. I heard that there's a shortage of diapers, you know, like disposable diapers. They're saying this, they tell you this on the news, okay, to freak everyone out. Yet they give you no solution. Like, for example, like, hey, why don't they tell you, you can use cloth diapers.
Right, right.
Yeah,
you
can use
something you more know what sustainable, I'm saying? Yeah.
People are so afraid to touch a little bit of shit and then wash their hands. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't fucking understand it. I don't understand it, man.
That's a real metaphor for everything.
Yeah.
People are too scared to touch shit. I don't like touching shit, but I will if I have to.
Sometimes it gets on your hands, whatever.
I don't like touching puke. Ugh, like when the animals puke.
I hand in a pile of vomit.
Oh, that's not shit.
Most people don't want to touch shit. Not everybody, but most people don't. However, you know, I mean, it has to be done sometimes, you know what I'm saying, under certain circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you have to do things that you don't want to do, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But you're right, that is what's happening. It's like, oh, look at this crazy, terrible thing that's happening in the world, period. There's never like, well, here's what you can do to not freak out and to not lose control of your life.
Yeah, or people just fucking complain, man. They just they go, this is bullshit. They make whole podcasts
about it.
What the fuck? Yeah, right. this fucking ancient punks complain.
Yeah.
But they don't fucking go do it. They don't fucking go do something about it.
The news does do that, though. They'll just be like, hey, there's a diaper shortage. The end.
What if you never get a diaper again? And in weather.
That's what happened with the paper towels, right? There's no paper towels or toilet paper. The end. And that's it.
Yeah, right. That's they don't give you tips.
And then everybody just freaks out and goes and buys everything.
No,
that's what happened.
They definitely don't give you solutions.
Yeah.
No real solutions on the news. That's for sure. Hey, another thing they just glaze over. They say, I watch it in the morning because it's like I want to almost like know thine enemy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I put that shit on and I watch it and it's just like, it's just fucking weird to me. It's so crazy to me. I don't know if I'm hitting my mic and it's doing something weird.
No, you're fine. Good.
I'm like moving
probably
my
probably a little, but it's okay.
No, you'd be animated. Okay. You're
but
good.
Anyway, dude, they say it mad quick. They say, oh, we're now experiencing, you know, like, shitty weather because global warming is real. They say it for 2 seconds and they, like, move on. And then they start talking about something just like some, you know, a girl that's been, that got lost, has been lost and found and fucking, they talk about it for literally weeks and weeks and weeks when there's so many other people that are gone missing. They don't talk about those fucking people.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's just total insanity.
Yeah.
Total insanity. But it's so blatant now to see, like, right out in the open, and yet, I don't know, like, everyone's so pliable and fucked up now, no one cares.
Yeah, it used to be, like,
bizarre.
A thing, like, oh, the news doesn't care, they're entertainment, and then, like, but the news would be like, yeah, we do care, and now they just, like, lean into it. They're like, you're right, it is fucking entertainment, we've fucking come out here to a fashion show.
That's all they want.
Yeah,
now, like,
It's all sensationalism. It's all, you know, I put the news on in the morning and I have some vague idea of what's going on in the world, but a lot of it is like the same three stories. And fucking I do on my Google Home or whatever. I get like Reuters and
Alex Jones or something. No, I'm just
kidding. The Daily Show and Reuters and fucking I don't know, Bloomberg, CNN.
At least like those are
I don't even like.
You definitely got to watch a couple of them because everybody's.
Yeah, I just let it go. It's like little segments for the news. It's how it divides.
Yeah, it's cool too because those are like global news sources. So like you get more information than just what's happening in the Tri-State area.
NPR is pretty good with some stuff, but even NPR, like sometimes it's like they're just like leaning into some like their own. Like what people complain about with NPR, then they lean into it, which maybe is like a better thing to lean into. But it is like it's like everybody's like a parody of what they were 10 years ago. Yeah. Everyone's like a cartoon of themselves. Yeah. So I get that.
I try to follow like world news. Like I have an app that I use. I try to follow that as one of the things.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things that nobody ever hears about that are like important happening.
Yeah, like avocados. I had no clue. Like, you could get... Have you guys noticed that avocados suck all the time
now? I heard something about avocados.
So there's avocado cartels, like drug cartels, where they steal them and they sell them, but they don't know shit about avocados, so they sell you the wrong ones.
You can get a job as an armed guard guarding avocados from the cartels.
It's crazy.
That'd be a crazy job.
There's, also, like, a lot of times, like, stores are getting avocados that are, like, out of season, so that's why they're going bad so quickly, too.
Yeah, because the fucking cartel's fucking so up how you get them. So crazy. All right, sorry, Melissa. Sorry, we're talking about avocados.
We go off topic every
time. It's all good. It's all good. Hey, you know, just so you know, like avocado skins and seeds work really well for a home dye. Just add a little vinegar into that shit. Put some vinegar on your fabric. Roll some of that, whatever you have left, your skins in there. It turns it like pink. It's fucking ill. It's all you need to do.
To turn things pink?
Yeah.
And it won't go, is it wash out or no? It won't wash out.
It dyes it, dude. Nice. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's not like hot pink. It's like natural pink. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yeah. That's like cool. Dude, all kinds of things you can, dude, that's another thing, dude. People, the amount of plastics that, the packaging that the children get their toys in and shit. Yo, I save that shit. I can't throw it away. It's like too beautiful. Yeah. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like I keep that shit and we use it for like projects.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, if you have kids, do not buy craft shit at the store. Like, just like keep their boxes, keep their weird plastic containers and shit and like make stuff out of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some
like,
of the packaging for things is more extravagant than the actual
shit. Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm not kidding. Like, I got this pre-rolled joint. It came in a glass tube with labeling on it, and then it came in a box that had like magnetic. This is the one joint. It came in a fucking Bible looking box with a magnetic thing that closed. Like, it was just super fun. I'm like, what the hell, man? The packaging for this cost more than the actual joint itself.
It's a lost art.
It was crazy.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah, but there's, people, I don't know what the deal is with people. And, like, I think it's totally insane that, like, I think it's very clear that, like, I don't know, there's a lot wrong. Like, I mean, California has, like, been on fire for, like, a hot minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's like, biblical-type floodings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and, like, it's just, like, and no one gives a
We've been having, like, tornadoes up here.
I bring my dog for
like
a walk.
Normal now.
I walk my dog, and this is what I find when I bring my dog for a walk. Okay, fucking thousands of fucking filthy masks on the ground.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere.
Okay?
Oh, everywhere, parking lots.
Like, nasty shit, like, tons of broken glass. It's like, yo, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if, like, after people come out of the bars at night, they fucking run outside and start smashing glass. I don't know. But, like, every day, dude, new broken glass. Like, it's just, like, trash everywhere. Like, fucking clothes, fucking weird shit thrown everywhere. Like, it's just,
we have lantern flies everywhere. Get those there? Or no? You know what those are? Do you have lantern flies there? Lantern flies? We were supposed to kill
them. Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, yeah. I could barely hear her.
It's probably my accent.
Oh, maybe. Oh, probably a little bit.
Yeah, nobody in Boston knows what an R is.
Yeah.
I said Latin.
I didn't know if you knew what I said, though.
I said Latin flies. Yeah, I heard you.
Do you have those there? Do you have them there, though?
What do they look like?
They're really pretty.
They're pretty, but you're supposed to kill them.
Yeah, they eat crops.
Yeah, they kill trees. And
yeah, they're like spotted wings. And they've like,
I don't know. I live right on the ocean. It's we're like the whaling city. This is where Moby Dick was written.
Huh. Love that one.
So, yeah, but we have like cobblestone streets and shit. It's actually cool. Yeah, if like we have churches that look like, you know, like old like Gothic churches and shit. I mean, it's really pretty and cool.
It's
cool.
Yeah, it's nice there. Yeah.
And it's sad that there's trash everywhere. Makes it worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Downtown, where they're trying to gentrify it, but it's not working. There, it's not going to happen. Yeah. Like, it's not here. Definitely not.
I get that.
Yeah. But it's definitely not going to happen. But like, yeah, I just it downtown. It's not like that. Downtown, they keep it clean. But like, you know, where all the like little shops are and shit. Like where, like, you know, where you would go if you were a tourist. But yeah, like in the neighborhoods, it's fucking atrocious. It's nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like when I was young, I was an asshole and I would like litter, and I'd be like, so what, man? Like, this parking lot wasn't here. This was a forest. It was a fuck people. You know,
yeah.
Fuck the world. And then I don't know. I just like my city and I like my community, so I just like don't litter now.
Yeah.
And like, I get when people have problems, that's like the last thing they're thinking about.
Yeah.
When life is hard, they're just gonna fucking throw trash on the ground. They don't care about that. But
yeah, I feel weird throwing stuff on. I'm just like, I can't.
It doesn't make sense.
My neighborhood is terrible because I live right on the main
trash
strip.
I think a lot of times too, like what happens is when you do live in a city that maybe does have a ton of garbage cans, they get so overfilled.
Yeah.
Or there's like one dumpster for a ton of apartment buildings, and then that gets overfilled, and then the trash flies everywhere, or the animals bring it around, and it's like, it is a people problem, but it's also just like, there's so many factors as to why like littering happens. And it's like, we don't have proper receptacles and we don't have people cleaning up. And then even if we do have people cleaning up, they're not cleaning up what needs to be cleaned up.
Well, we talked about this before too. If it was like the less disposable shit, you know, like if, like they do these big litter initiatives after fast food blows up, and the whole point of fast food is to give you your shit and get you the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
So everything you throw away, and you used to have to stop at a diner and eat, and they wash the fucking plates, you know, like,
yeah.
So now everybody gives you shit to throw out.
Yeah.
You get a slice of pizza, they give you two plates, a handful of napkins, and a bag. You walk outside, you eat the pizza before you get to your car, and you throw the shit on the in the trash, and then it blows away and goes, you know.
And then you go buy one joint, and you get a plastic tube, a fucking big cardboard box that it comes in. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I will say, being a person who pretty much has lived alone for a while now, like, I have so much less garbage than I did when I've lived with other people. And it like kind of just shows that like, it shows me that like I can be kind of responsible and not have a ton of trash, because there's just like no need for it. Like, I don't know. I hate it. Like, I almost don't ever have garbage to put out on garbage day, because there's just not that much trash. I usually have a bag full of dog shit, but that's it.
do you have recycling stuff you have to put out?
Yeah, but I don't even have anything to recycle.
We have a crap load of recycling.
You really? I never really drink out of cans or bottles, or I don't even really order anything, so I don't have a lot of boxes.
Yeah, I definitely have way more recycling than trash, I feel like.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, that's another thing that sucks here. And like, you know, like up north and like, you know, like Norway and Finland, dude, they have that shit on lock, like with this, with like, you know, all that, the way they just do everything. It's so, like, you know, they care about the fucking, their earth over there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's just like, over here, it's just crazy. Like, for example, you know how they have like the number, like, you know, the recycling symbol, and then there's a number in it.
Yeah.
Dude. Number one and number two plastic will get recycled. Everything else does not.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They put it like in this other pile, and then they like it ends up being shipped somewhere. Yeah, but it's crazy, yo. People don't know, yo. Like, I don't know if like, dude. I just watched something on TV, like a special the other day. It was like about this. Dude, it was a whole like city. It was a city literally floating on the water. It was like, I don't know where exactly it was. Like, it was near Africa. And it was like, yo, it was, the city was literally being held up by styrofoam.
That's crazy.
It was nuts. And yeah. like there was like little kids like just like, you know, like it looked like a mini Waterworld. If you've ever seen that movie, yeah, Waterworld.
Yo, that movie.
That's what it looked like. That's exactly what it was. And they looked totally content. It was crazy.
That is crazy.
That's the future.
Little kids inside just like, you know, like literally like plastic containers, just like, you know, like swimming by, like paddling with a little stick. It was nuts. Yeah.
There's been a plastic bag ban in our city for like well over a year. And every store still has plastic bags.
You said ban. I thought you said man. A plastic bag man.
But New Jersey, I think in the spring, is supposed to ban all plastic bags in like this coming spring, 2022.
What store was it that was shaming people on the bag, the plastic bags?
I don't know.
It was saying like, I'm an asshole for using this bag. Like,
oh, I don't know. That's funny though.
I can't remember who it was. I better look it up.
What a move.
I never remember Jersey. To bring my reusable bags. Unless I go to the grocery store near my house. It's the only time I remember to bring them.
Well, I'll tell you, if you are an artist that uses, like, I don't know, like mixed media and like things like that, if you just kind of like using different types of materials, especially recycled materials, I found this out like a decade ago, just like kind of like screwing around. If you take, I did it with multiple types of plastic bags. I did it with like a black trash bag. I did it with like just, you know, like bags you'd get at the grocery store. I did it with like a bag that I got from Gummy Bears. You know what I'm saying? Like I tried like all different bags. So basically I just, I took like a couple layers of bags and maybe like 2, 3, 4 layers, I don't know. I put it, sandwiched it in between two pieces of parchment paper and just put the fucking, ironed it basically until it stuck together, and it made like a really nice material that you could make like a belt out of. You could make a, you know, like whatever.
It's like
a
plastic fucking leather.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly. Cool. Like leather. You know, wallet, yeah. Hat, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that is something you could totally do. So I don't know why they act like you can't do anything with plastic bags.
I reuse them as trash bags, like in the bathroom, shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, like, I do that too. Garbage. Yeah,
pick up dog
yeah.
poop with my
yeah. I use yeah. them for stuff. So they
yeah,
still
I do
used.
All of those things with mine as well. Yeah,
pick up my
yeah.
own poop with it.
It's either that or you got to buy bags.
But it's so funny, you know? Like yeah. the way you're saying, like the store prints, like I'm an asshole for using this
yeah,
bag.
I can't remember
it's like,
what
how about you fucking don't give me the fucking bag then? How about the fucking $1 billion fucking corporation figures out something else and spends one more cent a month
yeah.
I'm gonna look
on a fucking
up.
Better source of fucking bag fucking materials.
Yeah.
It's always my Larry David, like, why don't you call 911? There's always someone who goes, somebody call 911. It's like, right. why don't you fucking call 911? And that's right. like everything. Everything's like, oh, like yell at somebody about the bag, but like if you're the fucking company, but don't do anything about it.
I think it's one of the first two, Eric.
So it was in Canada, actually.
Yeah, that's what it just says right there, Canada. They both say Canada.
Canada.
Shut it.
You hear the ice cream man outside?
Yes.
The dogs,
I can never hear it.
Listen, the dogs are going to start howling. You hear him in a minute.
Adult video emporium. So they just gave them bags that would shame them for porn. That's even worse.
Is that what that? I don't know if this is the one I saw.
That's so corny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, whatever.
All right, we can just ignore this one.
All right, the point is you can do stuff with old
yeah.
stuff.
It's also just like...
You reuse anything.
As Ray has said in other episodes, that like, it's not... And it's also a fact, but like, it's not us. Like, even we can change everything and do everything we're supposed to do to be more sustainable, and it's still like the corporations that are fucking
yeah,
everything up.
It's so frustrating oh to God. See that stuff, like to see like, make your difference. Save the world. And it's like, it's an order. It's like, you do it. Yeah. And it's like, bitch, you're the fucking company. You fucking do it. A huge part of global warming is commercial airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? So what? I never fucking see that shit. What's up? How do we? We're not ending shit. No one's fucking cutting down
hey,
on commercial
I'm
air
ready,
travel.
I'm ready to cut the grid right off, man. I want to go into the woods, man. I'm ready to lock it down. I don't even care. It's like, it needs to happen kind of fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's never going to fucking happen.
And here's the thing. It's crazy. There's literally, like, rich people shooting themselves into almost space for fun.
Almost, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Almost like, space.
It's like, awesome. I don't, these people have so much money and they're not doing anything. It just, it's totally insane to me. It's like, don't they have children? Don't they care what they're, like, the future? I can't wrap my head around
no,
it.
No, rich people don't care.
It's totally insane to me. I can't wrap my head around
it's
it.
It's like they used to say, we only get one planet. Mm-hmm. And these guys are like, fuck that. I'm going to get a bunch of planets.
We only get one?
Yeah, right. So it's like they're like, we'll be okay,
first
I get
Amazon
trillion
on
dollars.
Mars.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll just go fucking buy Mars. Like I don't need this planet. I got enough money to get more planets. Then my rich kids will move to other planets.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny? Like that's the thing that gets us to like this future where we have other it's like fucking
what if we already came from another planet that we fucked up and this was like a new planet.
But why wouldn't we know? Why wouldn't we know that?
Jeff Bezos is withholding information about his ancestors.
Jeffrey Bezos.
They didn't have the internet back then.
It's just
then,
so funny. Why. You would think it would be something like more, you know, more like with a better goal. Like not just like, I could sell you something shitty on my website on Mars. Like it could be like more altruistic. Like let's fucking have a better life for everyone. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I think it's really strange that, like, you know, I know that we're human and we have, like, free will and all, and we, like, know that, but it's just, I think it's a little weird that, I don't know where, like, how it happened that we think that we're not animals and, like, also part of, like, everything that is on the planet and we're, like, superior to that. Like, it's just strange to me. It's like, yo, it's like, it's just really hard for me because, like, I don't know, like, I name my plants and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know, plants are alive, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? They're just as alive as me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Who, just because what? Because I don't know what a fucking plant thinks that, like, you know, how do those, okay, all I know is there are plants that can literally be eaten by a predator bug, and in the process of being eaten by that predator bug, they'll send a signal to another bug that can help it.
Like the plant sends a signal to the bug?
Sends a signal to the bugs that will come over and attack the bug that's eating it. And to me, that's, I don't know, just knowing that alone thinks
that's
that
crazy.
That's
you
insane.
Know makes me. Yeah, and there's things like that. I mean, there's things like that all throughout nature that, like, just people don't think about or care to think about. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I don't know. I feel like I'm inferior. Like, not inferior. You know, I feel like I'm not inferior. It's just like, I don't know. Like, it's just people think that they're better than everything else around them, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, there's a certain, you know? Like, perfection already there that, like, it doesn't matter what we invent. Or any like we're nature's already got it covered.
You don't see. I mean, unless an animal is sick, you don't see an animal doing something crazy like, you know, just doing something wild that it would be able to. Like, oh, let me see if I can jump into this oasis and survive. You know what I mean? Like, they don't do shit like that because they know better. You know what I mean? It's just like humans think that they're like fucking magic. I don't know.
Yeah, we're like self-aware, so we separate ourselves from.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but why do we think we're the only ones that are self-aware? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and like what we have concepts of time and these things, but like even if we were like if nothing else is self-aware, why that should make their life more valuable, like other animals to us. Yeah. Like, oh, they don't have the cognition we do.
Right.
We should care about that. And instead we're like, yeah, you fucking dumb animal. How come you don't stay up at night worrying about work? You moron. Yeah. You know, like, it makes no sense to, like, feel that separate from it and above it.
Yeah. I also think it's strange that so many people fear death. Because every single thing that is living dies, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything on the planet. And I think it would be weird to not die. I think people are more afraid of suffering than they are of the actual dying. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, of course, no one wants to suffer, but, like, everything dies. You wouldn't want to be the only thing that lived. That would be awful.
I think I'm selfish enough to want to be the only thing that lived forever.
Dude, that would be awful, bro. You don't want to see. You want to see the end of the world?
Well, I would. I mean, I don't know. Why not see the end of the world? I don't know.
I'm already watching it.
Yeah, I think we're
no, but
be
like
here for it.
I'm saying,
might get boring
like,
after a while.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ray will be the oldest man to have watched every movie.
Do you think Yoda?
You'd be
was
very
like,
lonely.
Yeah,
you'd be lonely. Yeah.
I just think I'm selfish and I don't want to die.
Wasn't Yoda like 700 something?
I don't know. Probably.
I think he was. He's
so
probably,
was Moses.
He was just like, fuck this, I'm out. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, he just disappears. Yeah. Yeah, that's yeah. I guess if I could make like Jedi myself gone. And yeah. Then all the Jedi still live. They just are little ghosts. And they know they're going to be one.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't worry about dying if I knew I was going to see something else.
That's how I'd want to die. I just want to disappear. And like the blanket just floats down under the bed. And everybody's like, how the hell did he do that shit?
That's
going to start practicing now.
Eric wants his death to be a prank.
Yeah. People are going to.
You don't think you're going to turn into a little ghost?
They're going to go, is that a hologram? How did he do that?
I don't think.
Figure out a way to do it.
I don't think there's anything after this. So I don't know. I'm not like scared.
I'm not saying I believe in ghosts per
se. Yeah, right, right,
I'm just
right.
You think you're just gonna, it's just gonna go black.
I think their brains do. I think like, cause yeah. The energy keeps going, right? That's like been scientifically proven that like energy.
Yeah,
doesn't
but
go
like
somewhere.
You don't really know.
It changes, but
yeah,
it does
but I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think that you like go somewhere, cause I think that's like even more. That's why I'm like selfish about my life, cause I think that's all you really get. So like. I don't like believe that like there's like some party waiting for me.
Oh, you're
cloud.
You'll be in a better place.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Trust me, there's a huge party waiting.
Yeah, bro, that joint I smoked from that box, bro. There's a better place.
That was from St. Peter. He's got a wild party up
there. Whoever that is, St. Yeah. Peter.
It's a good joke.
I hardly know him. Yeah. Ugh.
I think about that all the time, though, to like people who like give their lives for something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I care enough, you know, like people who give like the world's going to end legit. Like the world's going to end or whatever, global warming or whatever.
No, we're going to end. The world will be here.
No, nah, the world might fucking end, too, actually. Yeah, and like maybe. It's like people will go lay down their life for it. And like that makes sense. Because you're not going to fucking be here if without it. And I don't have anything in me where I'm like, oh, I'll go die for this today. I don't know. It doesn't cross my mind, bro. I'm too selfish, I think.
You don't want to die for this planet?
I don't want to die for anything, really.
We are dying for this planet.
Yeah. We're dying with this planet.
Yeah.
We did it. We killed it. It's fucked up.
That's the last hunting trophy is the planet.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. Then they'll be on, you know, they'll be in a space station.
That's the real big game.
I think I would definitely give up some, like, definitely, I'd totally give some limbs up for like, if it meant saving the planet, yes, I would definitely give some limbs. No, yeah. No doubt.
I think it'd be cool to, like, lose a leg.
It'd be cool.
Donate a couple of toes.
Hey, if I was gonna save the fucking world, you could have both my legs. This fucking
prosthesis,
man. Melissa,
we need your legs.
Nah, I don't need my fucking legs. I need my hands. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The FBI knows where to come when they need you.
Prosthetics. You know,
they're way cooler than regular legs anyway.
Yeah, they make.
They are, dude. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
That's the future, man.
Yeah.
I'm not like one of those people that wants to like, you know, those people that feel like, you know, one of their limbs doesn't belong to them.
I was not aware of this condition.
What? You guys don't know about that shit?
Is there a subreddit for this?
Dude, yeah, it's like a disease. Like people
like phantom limb?
Yes, yeah, oh, okay. Yes. Like, okay. Like it's like they feel like, you know, like my right pinky does not belong to me. Like, or my left arm, it just doesn't feel like mine. You know what I mean? Yeah, totally.
I'm
yeah,
glad
that's,
I'm not.
That's a real thing.
There's a horror movie where the guy gets an arm transplant and it was from a killer. And then his arm starts killing people. And he starts becoming a killer.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. It's been a long time since.
I would give an organ.
To who?
Or whoever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If it was an organ, I could, like, you know, live with. I mean, there's a bunch of organs.
I think it's, like, funny that people don't want to be organ donors after they're dead.
They think that they won't save you.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people donor on your list. Say that. Yeah. Like they're not going to try hard enough. Because
they're like, oh, I know people who could use this.
My cousin needs a new lung.
Yeah, right. Well, not. Like
I guess it depends on who the doctor is.
Yeah, when it's like, if you what if you get hurt doing something stupid, right? Like you're in a drunk driving accident. The guy's like, oh, this clown's got all these perfectly good organs. While people who don't fucking drive around.
What if the doctor's like brother was like a drunk and he felt like sympathy for them? You don't know.
Oh yeah. Well, that's good. I like that counter scenario. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I do. I don't really think that that's a real thing, but ever since someone said it to me, I won't put the organ donor thing
on my
card.
I'm an organ donor. Anybody can have my spleen.
I don't think they want your
spleen. My heart.
My shit's probably no good.
My pussy and my crack.
Never mind. They can have my eyes, my brain.
You're just gonna list organs.
My skin.
Does that work? I don't think they can do a skin transplant.
Of course they do.
They do.
They do skin grafts from your own skin. I don't know if they do it from other people's skin.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh yes,
think,
they
I
do.
I think they do cadaver
if they have to
stuff like that. Or no, that's like tendons and things like that, right?
I guess they could do anything almost. No.
Well, they can have all of it. I don't care. Fuck my body when I'm dead. Well, not like, you know, whatever, metaphorically.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, well, my boyfriend that I had all throughout high school, his dad was a fisherman, and a rope went like flying through his hand like wicked fast, and it cut off like it ripped off like his pinky, and but it also ripped off like kind of like, you know, like the meaty part of like your thumb at the bottom. Well, that was gone, and that part of the bottom of his thumb was a completely different colored skin.
Yeah, so he can get out of handcuffs then with that, right?
I
pulled
think
my
so.
Skin over on my finger when they amputated it, part of it, and it's like my skin, but you can see it's a different, it's like younger skin than
cute.
The rest. Yeah,
I think it's very special.
This dude's skin was like, it was weird. It was, his hand was white, but like the skin looked black.
Yeah,
like African American black.
That's weird.
He was Puerto Rican. I don't know where they took the skin from. I don't know what he
his
looked
nutsack.
Like.
It might have just been a different tone because of like scar tissue or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
something
yeah.
Like
I don't know,
that's
dude.
Crazy.
That is crazy though. Glad he got it covered.
Yeah. I don't think he had a choice, man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the dog's walking around.
Yeah.
I think he wants to go potty. Oh.
This is not my dog. It's the dude that my friend Brian that helped me do.
He's
going to
be
this.
On the show next.
Yeah. All right, cool. That
works. We met that dog last week, Eric.
Yeah.
I don't think Eric remembers.
Oh. I remember. He was just saying hi.
Her name's Kush.
Okay. Kush, that's right. How can we forget Kush? Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. So what were we complaining about?
Yeah, what was the topic?
How toxic phones are.
It was social media, maybe?
Oh, yeah, a bunch of stuff like that, yeah. Dude, definitely people on their phones way too much. Like, I could...
Technology.
Dude, no one can hear me.
Yeah.
No one can hear me.
Echo chamber.
People it's were losing just like, their mind last week when that shit got shut down, right?
I was fucking working. I didn't even know.
Yeah, I didn't even know. People were like, oh, yeah, there's issues.
I was wondering
like,
why my friends were ignoring me all day.
But. Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I'll talk and people will not hear me, legit. Or they'll pretend like they can hear me, and then I'll just start saying weird shit. That's how I know they're not listening. I'll just start saying weird shit, and they're just like, And so I know that they're not, obviously can't hear what I'm saying.
Dude, people
you know
walking
what I'm saying?
On their phones,
I was just gonna say this.
People
yeah.
walking on their phones drives me fucking nuts, man. If it's important, move the fuck over, dude. You are a fucking child.
When I drive, it's like, yo, it looks like everybody's drunk or some shit now. It's
people
like
people don't go at green lights because they're texting.
Dude, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, I
it's
drive
totally
for a living
insane.
And I watch people take the turn. And as soon as they take the turn, they're like their heads off the out of the windshield on their phone. It's like, I'm not going to act like I've never sent a text while I'm driving. But like. You
they're like watching a movie
you're
shit
fucking
on Netflix.
Turning you're driving a car like you're making the turn, it's not that important, like wait till the red light at least or something, like it's so fucking crazy.
I do that when I'm eating food though, so.
What, you look at the food after you made
no,
a turn?
No, I'm trying to like eat a sandwich while I'm trying to go through some crazy turn.
But
no,
you're hands. Looking at the fucking road.
Yeah, I'm trying not to make a mess though, so I'm kind of half looking at the
shit. Thanks, Eric. Yeah, I'm being glad I got asshole. That confession from you.
I'm being an asshole while driving.
That's okay.
You know, I think another good point that I feel like I should make, just because, like, you know, like, yeah, I don't live in a very big city, and, you know, the surrounding towns aren't, you know, they're not huge, but, you know, the amount of people have, like, quadrupled over the past 5 years, and it's totally insane. Yeah. And all I gotta say is just this. Get a plan. If you are thinking about having a child, get a plant. And I'm not talking about like an aloe plant that, like, you know, is gonna just live no matter what and just give it a little bit of water every now and again. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about get a plant that you have to fucking water and take care of, and, you know, whatever the fuck, trim, whatever. And if have that plant for a year. If it doesn't look better from the time you originally got it, maybe don't have kids.
It's a good test.
You can do that with any pet too. That'll.
I have a lot of nice plants.
Yeah, you're good. You're good at it.
Your roses are. You're
gonna. I don't do anything with those. That doesn't count.
No.
But just saying.
You can't do that. You can't do that with kids.
I think that's a good like test. You know what I'm saying? Like. I just think that's pets obviously too. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can handle like a pet and like, you know, your pet's happy and chill and healthy and yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's we live important. In like the most densely populated state, New Jersey.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people here.
There's more people. It just keeps more and more.
That's insane,
dude. It's crazy. I live on a like it almost like it's not a dead end, but like I live on an end of a one way, and I don't consider my neighborhood to be a bad neighborhood, but I've literally had like in the past year, there's been two shootings directly in front of my home.
Yeah,
yeah,
two. It's like, what the fuck? And I actually saw the last one with my own eyes. It was insane. Like, I mean, it actually, you know what's fucked up? It didn't even scare me. You know what right. I'm saying?
Yeah.
It didn't even scare me. Like, that's kind of weird, you know?
It's surreal, like, when that happens. I was in a mass shooting.
That's so timing, inappropriate.
Yeah,
Holy shit.
And it was...
I didn't know what you were going to say, man. Sorry.
It's all right. And keep it was... Going. But, like, yeah, when it happened, it was like, oh, we got to get the fuck out of here. But it was, like, almost like it's not even happening. Like,
yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
it's so crazy.
Yeah, it's you know, it's scary only, but it's more scary because I my godchildren lived right downstairs,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like right in their bedroom window was, like, right in the front of the house. You know, it's a little freaky, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. I'd say... That kind of stuff happens kind of near me too, and it, like, I don't know, I've lived in my apartment for a year almost, and but I've lived in this neighborhood for more than that, and the city for more than that, but I feel like there's more people just on my block, like, every month. Like, there's more, like, there's, like, exponentially. Like there's, like...
Like,
there's
more like, people living there, you mean?
I don't know if they live there,
sitting
hang
outside.
Out there, or they... Or like
just new people that you haven't seen before?
More... Someone moves in, and someone moves in with them, and there's more people... Like, wow. It's like, there'd be, like, four people outside, and now there's 18 people outside God, 8 months later. Like, it's so weird. And it's the same people most of the time, and then new people show... Like, I don't know if it's, like... It's like people are running out of places to go, you know, or satellite. Like, you have to be on top of each other all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're mad, like, you know, that's going to happen. Like, people are going to be more angry. Like, there's more, you're with people. You have to interact and bump butt heads all day more and more. There's going to be more violence.
Yeah.
You know, eventually. It's fucking.
And it's like where there could be community, there just, like, isn't, because there can't be any connection because there's just too much.
Well,
like, we're too attached.
Another huge, huge problem. And I mean, I know it's everywhere now, but in my city, so many people are dying of fentanyl overdoses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, everyone. It's insane.
That shit's bad.
Like, it's insane, like, how many people have died. Like, it's just, it's constant. It's just, it's like, it's, you know, even me and my husband, like, over the past, like, you know, a couple of years have known... A few people that have passed away, our close friends, and it's just like,
sorry,
it's scary, you know, and it's just, it's like so, it, but you know, just so many more people at such a rapid rate, as opposed to, like, say, I don't know, a decade ago. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's just so many awful things as all at once. It's just, it's really, really overwhelming. You know what I mean? It's just, it's like, for, I don't know, for me personally, like, I have a hard time even going to, like, just the store, yo. Like, I don't want to, like, I just don't want to. I love when people come over and visit me. Like, I love to be with my friends, but, like, I do not want to go to a store, dude. I do not want to be, like, around, like, just, I don't know. Like, I just don't want to be around people.
Yeah, being in a crowded place is a fucking nightmare. Like, the older I get, it's like, I was in the bagel shop this morning, and it's, like, the size of this room. And there was like 30 people in there, and I was hungover, and I was like, this is the worst. Like, I feel like I can't breathe. I feel like I hate it.
It's worse when you're in a hurry too.
We'll leave our favorite place. We'll go to, like, I'll go downstairs to Mill, and I'll be like, we did the other night, and I'll just look through the window, and I'll be like, oh no, there's no fucking way. I'm like, good for them that there's people here, but more than 20 people in here. Get the fuck out of here. I'm done. I'm not fucking. I used to love that shit. I used to love to be like a party guy. Now it's like, I don't know who to talk to. I don't even want to be like in that scenario. Yeah. I'll end up looking at my phone.
Yeah.
Cuz I just want to be not social. Not I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Dude, I'm awful. I'm to the point where, like, even my t-shirts, if I'm wearing a t-shirt that I feel like, I don't know, someone might look at, yo, like, even, like, for example, like, if it's got something like that looks offensive, or like even a Sage Francis t-shirt. I mean, Sage Francis isn't like Michael Jackson, but, like, people, you know, around here know who he is and stuff. So, yo, even Sage Francis, I'm like, nope, he's too popular. I'm not going to wear that. I don't want anybody to talk to me. It's like, it's fucked up. You know
just
what I'm saying?
Like, clothes forever. Yeah.
It's fucked up. It's just like, I mean, I love talking to people. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's just like,
leave me fuck alone.
I don't want someone coming at and be like, oh yeah, what's up, what's going on, you love
I think people who enjoy other people get overwhelmed by people too. It seems like pretty common. Like, I really like that too.
Me personally, yo, I will pick up on a vibe and it will crawl onto me like a fucking virus. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm with another person and, like, you know, if they're in, no matter what mood that person's in, like, I'm gonna pick up on it, like, immediately, and it's gonna, you know, it affects me, you know? Like, I'm bad, like, I'm, like, overly empathetic. It's, like, not good for me. Like, if I see somebody, like, fall, like, if I see somebody trip on the concrete, I physically feel that shit. Like, it's, like, it sucks, dude. It sucks.
I saw a thing recently about that, about how, they're figuring out that dogs have actual empathy, because, like, empathy is, like, what you're saying. It's like, you feel the pain of when you stub your toe, but now that you have that memory of that pain, when you see someone else, you can feel it again and understand. Or, like, understand. And they're saying that, like, I think long believed that animals don't have that, but I think they're figuring out that, like, dogs have that. And, like, that's why, like, dogs get so concerned and stuff.
Dude, I've gotten my dogs depressed.
Yeah, right.
I've gotten my dogs depressed.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I physically hurt them by hurting myself, but, like, they pick up on your mood and they'll act like you.
Yeah,
you
know they know what I mean? When, like, I'm upset. My dog knows when I'm upset, and, like, she gets upset too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah, I love dogs. But, all right, well, okay, so what did we learn this week?
I don't know.
I don't know why I was going to answer first. So, like, I'm trying to recap what just
I should happened. Figure out what Ray's going to say.
Sorry, I feel like I, like, fucked up you guys' shit.
No, we're just a little dumb today. No, you did great. You were amazing.
This is great. No, you're really great. I learned there's a floating city on Styrofoam.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up, bro. It's fucking crazy.
There's better ways to be human, and I think that's something we can learn.
Yeah, there's so much cool shit that, like, we don't see, like richer cities in places like Africa and stuff. They don't ever show us that here. They want you to think America is, like, the only place where
good things happen.
Like, there's, where there's all this, like,
freedom,
socialization, and fucking, you know, whatever, bit, like, infrastructure, and it's just, like, not true at all. Like, I'm sure that that's real and like I want
to
see it.
Yeah, but to have the infrastructure they need to like take away from other people.
Yeah.
Which is the, you know, that's why it's all fucked. So.
Yeah, yeah. I also learned that bug thing that a bug, or the plant thing that a plant can contact bugs to hurt other bugs. That's,
I didn't, that's, oh yeah, nuts. That's, yeah. Yeah, you, dude, read Secrets
Did you
of
see
the
that?
Soil, bro. It's the illest book ever. Secrets of the Soil.
Yeah, I should read that.
I was going to ask where you learned that from. From that book, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I learned all kinds of shit from that book, but like, yeah, like I also learned that the biggest living organism is mycelium, and it's actually a giant mushroom.
Oh yeah, it took up your whole yard. That's considered one organism.
It's anyway. It's white. It's white. It looks like kind of like veins under the ground.
Yeah.
That's how mushrooms kind of like talk to trees.
They have you heard the theory that mushrooms came here from asteroids from other planets? Because
the
mushroom spores can survive the vacuum of space, so they think some mushrooms might be
I'm wicked into mushrooms, I love fungus.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is cool.
Fungus like is like the garbage disposals like of the forest basically.
Huh.
Like fungus like eats all that. Yeah.
I think we have
A text.
A text in the email. We just do this thing where people can call and text us, and we try to read them once a week.
I gotta make this smaller. Hold on. All right. So, when do you read it? I'll read it. All right, you read it then.
Go ahead.
Yeah. First time texter, long time listener. Just wanted to reach out and let you know that the show is awesome. The earnest and open way you all discuss topics gives me laughs and encourages a sense of being in the room with pals. Punks out from your parasocial punk pal in Ewing, Tony. This is my friend Anthony, and I realized when I was reading it, and I was just talking to him today. He loves my dog, and every time I post a picture of my dog, he's like, "Oh, I love Moose. He's the best." So thanks, Anthony. You're great.
Well, good. We got.
I guess people call you
words.
Tony. I didn't know, but now I know.
We finally.
I know that was. This is the only good text we've received.
Yeah, it wasn't about poop like fucking a goose.
Yeah, but yeah, thanks, dude.
What's our number so people can call?
609-358-0804.
All right, people call and text. You can be on an episode of The Aging Punks, your favorite podcast. You guys have anything to plug?
Eric does.
Oh, I got a phone call album out now on Bandcamp. It's Derek Smacklin Pushing Buttons. And just go to bandcamp.com, look up Derek Smacklin. It's on there.
It's really fucking funny.
I'm going to have all the stuff on like Spotify and Apple and all that. It just costs money and takes time.
Yeah.
How about you, Melissa? You have art stuff.
Yeah. My Instagram page is Melissa, that's MELISSA _, and then Flippin, which is FLIPPIN _art, ART. And then also I'm going to say OliverBookingCompany.com/tour. And then I want to shout out to Fake Four with Chesky, of course, and Rory at Rubia, Brady at Crush Kill, DJ Mo Nichols and his Pickle Company. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Also, Big Low, I'm wearing your sweatshirt right now.
I was going to say something.
I love this sweatshirt. Yeah. Big Low, thank you. I love you.
I will make you more masks. Everywhere.
Yeah, I saw one today.
That's so sick.
Yeah, anybody like Big Low's mask that he wears? That looks all wacky. If you like it, hit me up. I'll make you a mask.
That thing is so cool.
Awesome.
I won't charge you $300 for it either. So.
Hey, man, get what you get, you know? Get the money.
But you know, I'm not like that. Dude, I like Tabata. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the bartering system. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. For sure.
If somebody makes some art, like I will totally bottle with them.
Good to know.
Have someone owe you a favor. That's always good. Yeah. I've learned that from Game of Thrones. Yeah.
No taxes.
Yeah.
No taxes.
Yep.
In the world.
Not in the bartering system. Yeah. Nah, I don't think so.
I see what you guys are saying. How about you, Bella? You got anything to plug?
Nah.
My Pizza Hustle store is still open.
Will it be open on
cool
Tuesday?
Cool clothes. It will be open on Tuesday still.
So there's some cool stuff in there.
I love it. RaymondStrife.com. Melissa, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, you're awesome.
You guys rule.
I'm no problem.
So happy we could do these episodes with you and Nick.
No problem.
You stick around and we're going to take a picture with you to do some social media that we all just complained about.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Whatever. You guys can call us, complain. That's it. We're good.
Punks out.
See you next week. Punks out.
The Aging Punks Complain is recorded at Sketchisms Media Studios and produced by me, Eric Backman. The theme song, The Aging Punk Complains, was written by Raymond Strife and Il Omega. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Aging Punks Complain. And if you like the show, leave a review and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.